Good morning and welcome to the Allen Creek Church. It looks like there's probably going to be more of you watching online today as we've decided, much to our disappointment, that it's probably best for us to suspend our in-person gatherings again. We were afraid this might happen, but we want to do what's best for the health of everyone that's part of our church. We want to do what's best for the appearance of our church, to let people who aren't maybe a part of our church know that you know, we respect the decisions that are made by those who govern us, and our governor this week really strongly encouraged us to avoid being in gatherings unless we absolutely have to. And we're fortunate to have this venue so that we can still gather together, though it's obviously not quite the same. We're going to give this a go for a few weeks. Realistically, it's going to be difficult for us to be together by the end of the year, but we're going to hold out that may be a possibility, but more than likely we're going to continue to worship apart virtually as we have for so much of this year. But we don't want that to diminish the experience at all. We are going to continue to offer some Zoom meetings, opportunity to discuss things in person. We've been hard at work about putting together some activity bags for our children. Went and picked those up this week. They're fantastic. I'm excited to put them in all of our children's hands, to give them something to do that's Christ-centered throughout this Advent season, which, by the way, begins next Sunday. But before we get there, we don't want to rush to Christmas like so much of our culture. Today, we want to spend some time just being still, reflecting. I think part of the angst that these times have created our society has stemmed from our inability to just be still with ourselves, to think through difficult things, to appreciate the moment. And that's what today is all about. So I'm glad that you've joined us. We've got some exciting things planned for our time together today. I really am encouraged by the number of people who were able to share in this service, and I hope it's a blessing to you and your family as you prepare for this week of Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope this is a blessing to you all. In all these messages that I've strung together all year, it's been a hard balance to walk. I feel like I'm on this balance beam every week. And on the one hand, I have to speak into the reality that we're living. Like, it's impossible for me to share this message today and not acknowledge the fact that the last couple of weeks have been trying. That all of our lives are kind of in this weird state, and they've kind of been that way all year, but especially the last couple of weeks as things have gotten worse, and if you watch the news and the cases are climbing and hospitalizations are getting worse, and that probably each of us know more and more people who are getting the coronavirus. And so on the one hand, the balancing act is acknowledging the fact that this is a difficult time. People are out of work. I had lunch at a restaurant this week, and there was hardly anybody there, and it makes you concerned about our future economically, and those are all real things. And so to ignore them would be absurd. But on the other hand, to not speak with the joy and love and concern and faith that we have as Christians would be equally wrong. We can't ignore the facts and the realities that we're facing every day. But we also can't pretend like that consumes us, because as Christians, we're called to something else. And so as you go through the scriptures, trying to find something to hold your hat on, something to give us an instruction for this pandemic moments, like, God, what do you want us to do right now? How do we live and experience our faith right now? How do we witness to others right now in these difficult times? These are all hard questions to answer. We believe the Bible's been around for a long time. It's seen pandemics come and go, and the time has changed, and yet the word has remained relevant and is spoken kind of uniquely to the times that we face, and yet we're in this moment, and in this moment we're seeking guidance. And so this is kind of the bookend on a series that we started a couple of weeks ago. And if I'm honest with you, it's been one of the favorite series I've ever put together. I wasn't really sure about it at first, but man, it's just worked out and flowed out of the scripture so well. This idea of good things, it kind of got birthed out of a lot of these questions. You know, how do we live as Christians? And the fact of the matter is, the Bible talks often about good things. And so we talked about doing good things. Last week we talked about giving good things. But in James, there's this beautiful verse that talks about every good and perfect gift comes from above. It's a gift of the Father of lights. We can talk all we want to about doing good things and giving away good things, but it begins with our acknowledgement that all the good things in the world, they come from above. And so there's one passage of scripture that's kind of going to be our it's like our diving board. We're going to jump off on this passage from 1 Thessalonians. Paul wrote this little letter to the church at Thessalonica. And I love studying the Bible as much as anybody. I mean, you probably don't know anybody who loves to study the Bible as much as I do. I love it. I can read about it all day long. I can study more videos about it. I just can't get enough of it. And sometimes the passages, they require a lot of work. You got to understand the background. You got to understand the customs. You got to understand the original languages. There's all these things that go into it. But then sometimes there are other passages that are more like a 2x4 straight to the head. You know exactly what the passage means. You don't have to do a lot of homework. You don't need a lot of context. It's clear what it means. And we're going to pick up one of those passages today. Because I feel like you could say that this is the pandemic verse. This is the pandemic verse for us. And it comes out of this letter that that Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica. It's a great old, for those of you who've been around church a long time, preachers used to preach in these three-point sermons. It makes a great three-point sermon. It's 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning in verse 16, where Paul says to be joyful always. To always be joyful. Now that's a really challenging verse in the midst of constant barrages of negativity. To hear that passage, be joyful always, it's not difficult to know what he's saying, but it is difficult to know how do we own that? How do we live into that in this moment? It doesn't let us off the hook. God looks at us and he says, so you're going through a pandemic. There's been others before, there'll be more in the future. So you're dealing with challenges. I understand, and I empathize with you through my son Christ. I know that it's challenging, but I still want you to be joyful. I still want you to have fun. Live a life full of joy. And we can do that because the second point of his sermon in verse 17 is to pray without stopping. Don't stop praying. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. The moment you stop praying, that's the moment you might stop being so joyful. Yeah, but what about this and what about that? My prayers sustain me. They keep me going. Be joyful always. And then his third point, it's the perfect Thanksgiving week verse. Always be joyful. Never stop praying and give thanks in every circumstance. Always be thankful. It's easy. Let's be honest. It's easy to look at this year and to fold our arms and think, I just want this year to end. What a horrible year. This was the worst year of my life. And thousands of people have died. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. And some of those people would have died otherwise, but most of these people, they're dead because of this disease. Businesses are struggling. Relationships are struggling. We're depressed, we're lonely, we miss our sports, we miss our concerts, we miss going out, we miss traveling. And in all of that, there's so much to be thankful for. And so this service isn't about diminishing the realities of the difficulties in our life. They're true, they're real, and we're not diminishing them. But in the midst of them, we can still be thankful. As a matter of fact, over and over, the Bible kind of tells the story of some really difficult, dark times that God's people go through. And more times than not, in the midst of those difficult times, amazing things happen. My theology, it doesn't allow me to say that God makes bad things happen. I think free will kind of gives us the opportunity for bad and evil to come into the world. But God is so powerful, he's so big, he's so omnipotent, that even in the midst of those difficult, challenging times, He gets things done. Beauty from the ashes. Wonderful things. And so we've spent this week putting together a video of several of our members and friends who wanted to share a little bit about the blessings of 2020. Things that they're grateful for. We know there's a lot of things not to be thankful for. But there are a lot of things that God has been doing in this world this year. And so I hope that you'll see this little video as an encouragement to you and your family. That if we have to develop a spirit of gratitude in order for us to find happiness and joy. We all have so much to be thankful for. And this video is just a reminder of just how many things that we do have to thank God for.
"2020 has given me more appreciation for the little things in life. Just such as hanging out with your friends and going to school every day, even though sometimes it can be a pain in the butt. But it's helped me better my understanding and gratitude towards everyday things that occur."
I have actually thought a lot about this yesterday, and I have a lot that I'm thankful for during all of this craziness. And I know that sounds crazy, but I am number one thankful that I got to spend extra time with my girls. They're 21 and 18 and soon to be out of the house forever. And I got extra time with them, and I am the most grateful for that. I'm also grateful that Chris and I have been able to sustain ourselves where there are so many people that can't, and I'm very happy for that. I have one thing that makes me sad, and is that I have not been able to see my family in almost 2 years. But other than that, this has made me slow down and realize what's the most important things in life, and it's family and health. And just good people around you. So that's what I'm thankful for.
I'm thankful for my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and for my friends. And I'm also thankful for the time that I had with Chuck, even though I miss him. And I thank God for friends. That way you don't get lonely.
Anything else?
I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I am. I'm thankful for all the people who came and raked my leaves. Did you notice it's kind of clear out there?
Hello, church family.
Hi.
Thankfulness and blessings. That's what we're going to talk about today, right? 2020.
Right.
For the Sowers family has been, it's been awful, right, for everyone. But in a lot of ways, it was kind of awesome for us. Like, we've had some pretty cool things happen in a short amount of time. What started as just like a couple of house projects turned into like kind of a nudge into thinking like, maybe we should sell our house. It wasn't really on the plans until maybe another couple years down the road, but we fixed up our house pretty quickly, and we were able to put it on the market. The scary thing was that we basically, with the market the way it is now and how quickly houses are selling and how cheap money is, we basically had to sell our house before we could even look at a house to buy. So we didn't know where we were going to end up. And we really had to lean on our faith that everything would work out and just really pray and depend on God to take care of us. And he did. So we sold our house in just a few days for more than what we ever thought we would ever sell our house for. And we, in that very short window of time that we needed, we found a house that we love, and they accepted our offer miraculously. And we are set to close in under a couple weeks, and we're so excited because it's something that our family is really needing, and we're really excited to have more space for us. But that, for me, that's the main thing, Cameron.
Yeah, I'm also have something to be thankful for a lot this year, is that I got to work from home. And some people don't like that, but it's something that I really love. I got to be closer to my family. I got to sleep in, not have to travel. But it's nice to see my kids every day before work, because usually I just get up, go, and I don't see them again until the afternoon. And then I come home, and then Aubrey's leaving for her job. So it was nice to just throughout the day. And yeah, it was distracting sometimes with the kids and Aubrey, but but it was good distraction. It was good family time, and it's been a good experience, and I'm hoping that it'll continue going forward now that the proof of concept is there for our workplace.
Yeah, we've been able to kind of come together and be a little closer as a family, which has been really nice. So 2020 has gotten us down in a lot of ways, but it's been, you know, God has taken care of us, and that's what we just keep holding on to until we can get through this time. So
I'm thankful for having more time to bake with my dad and make new foods and cakes and stuff like that.
I'm thankful that we had more time to finish the basement and that I could go on runs. And why was the last one? Oh my gosh. Redo it.
What
was it? Oh, dance.
What did you say? Oh, wait.
Did I just say that?
No. I wore the Bokolos, and this is what we're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my friends keeping me sane during pandemic.
I'm thankful for that no one in our family got sick.
I'm thankful for all the time that we get to spend together.
And I'm thankful that I've been able to work from home since March. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. We're very thankful for our church family and for everyone that is associated with the church. Randy, Val, Adam, anybody that is in our church family, we're very appreciative of everything that you have done. Linda and I are very healthy. We're thankful for that. More specifically, we're thankful for those people that are a part of Otterbein University and Saginaw State University, the faculty, the staff, the football staff at Saginaw, the wrestling staff at Otterbein. We're just thankful that everything has gone as smoothly as it had. There have been some bumps in the road, but they've handled it very well, and very thankful for them. Likewise, the faculty and staff in the Olentangy School District, in the Upper Sandusky School District, we are very appreciative that they've handled the situation with the pandemic and you know, all the bumps that have resulted from it. They've handled things very well, and we're very thankful. Now Linda will talk about our family.
Hi, I'm just very thankful that Ray and I both have our health, and in our family, our kids are all healthy. And I'm also very thankful that we were able to open the preschool this year. I've had a lot of fun. I only have two kids this year, but we're having a lot of fun. And I just want to thank everyone for keeping safe and healthy. Thank you.
I'm thankful for school.
What I'm thankful for this year is how my family particularly has been able to stay safe and healthy. And that's enabled me and my family to do what we like to do and spend time with the people that we know and love. Another thing is a couple of my friends have gotten bad injuries through football and stuff, so they've had good recovery so far, and I know they have good minds to keep going.
Hi. Well, obviously a lot of you know me. My name is Pat Lucas. This is my home away from home. This is my preschool classroom. This is the mask that the kids see me in every single day. We all felt it was important that they be able to see us smile and that they were able to see us speak. And so it's been very useful for the children that I have at 2.5 to 3 years old. Adam asked me if I would just talk about some things regarding how that I've gone ahead and dealt with COVID-19. And one of the first things that I remember that I really thought was a positive was that Randy didn't go to work, and neither did I. And I'm married to my best friend, and so it was pretty positive, us just being able to be together, even though it was under negative circumstances. One of the things that I heard very, very early on, just when this was starting to come up as far as into the news, was that there were three reasons that it would make you very susceptible to the COVID-19 virus. The first thing was your age. Well, can't do anything about that. Okay, and I'm very thankful that I'm at the age that I am now. But the second thing was, as far as with the COVID that was dangerous, is if you had any other medical conditions. Now, those of you who know me well know I've played with atrial fibrillation, and I've been in, you know, the hospital for different events. But on my last visit, it was 5 days long, and they put me on a new medication. At least it was new for me, and it's working. I take it every 12 hours, and Randy's clock is set, his phone is set, my phone is set, just to remind me, and it's 7:30 in the morning and 7:30 at night, and I take one of these little itty-bitty pills, and I am still in rhythm ever since September, which is like the longest that I've ever been. So that was the second thing. The third thing was if you were overweight, and I come by it naturally. My entire family, biological family, has struggled with this for years, and I thought, it's time. So I went to a place called CONCHI, Central Ohio Nutrition Center Incorporated, and they explained, as far as with the COVID, the different parameters that they had for people coming in and being on the OptiFast program. And so from April until 6 weeks ago, I was on a purely liquid diet of OptiFast. And then I started being reintroduced back to food. And they have a 6 week reintroduction, and I'm in week 6. And to date, I've lost 93 pounds. I hear comments from the neighbors when I'm out walking or riding my bike or whatever. I've heard comments from anybody that's known me. It doesn't define who I am, but I'm thrilled to death just to have this weight gone. Randy has noticed, and I'm sure he's not real thrilled about it, that I even have more energy than what I normally have had before. And at the same point in time, I've learned things, and I'm committed now. I think if anything, the idea of weight being a parameter as to whether or not that I would come down with this COVID was so powerful that I am going ahead. I'm just sure, or at least I'm praying, that I can maintain this. And I have been re-eating over the last month and a half, and that seems to be going well. And my biggest supporter and my biggest encourager is Randy, of course. And he's thrilled, I'm thrilled. And I guess as I would look at the whole situation, that's a positive thing that came out of the COVID-19. I'm not sure many people could say that. I know from the standpoint of faith, I've been talking to God a lot more than what I did before COVID-19 came out. And I also feel that as close as I've always felt Randy and I are, we're even closer because we make more of a commitment to be praying together as opposed to just singly and everything about it. So are there some positive things? Well, I don't know if I'll ever not get it, but I took those three parameters as far as things that would make me susceptible to it. And the only thing I had control about was had to do with my weight, and which is why I went ahead. It was the sole reason why I went ahead and undertook the journey, the weight loss journey that I have.
This year, I'm just thankful for spending a lot of quality time with my kids and just being able to enjoy them more than I normally do. I'm thankful for my health. I am extremely thankful for my job and being able to work at home in my jammies and a nice outfit. But I'm just very thankful for those things.
Hey, guys. It's Ben. Adam texted me earlier this week about making a video about just kind of the positive outlook on everything that's been going on in 2020. And of course, in my fashion, I'm now making it at 10 p.m. Friday night, a few days before the service. So yeah, I mean, for me personally, I'm on campus at college. Well, actually right now I'm quarantining because my roommate ended up testing positive and so did I. Luckily, I'm okay, and I'm actually staying at my girlfriend's house. They have kind of an extra section of the house that they're letting me stay in, and that's her fourth grade room design behind her. Nice and cozy, little Savannah safari kind of trip I'm on here. But yeah, it's just kind of talking about the prompt of a positive outlook on 2020. For me, being a college student and stuff, I feel like my freshman year, I was very much so trying to find a footing, and I was constantly trying to do stuff out and about, and found myself pretty exhausted at the end of most days, especially at the end of the week. I feel like 2020 has kind of been a year that I can sit down and say, well, no matter what happens, how little or how much I do, it's going to be all right. Life's going to keep moving. I'm still enjoying life. It's just there's not as many things that I'm doing. I find myself still very happy every day. I'm still having a good time, except, I mean, classes are tough. And it can be unfortunate not to see as many people as you want to, but kind of I realized throughout all this time that it's very easy to get overwhelmed, especially in like a college situation, but with all this, there's a lot of time to reflect and time to realize that even if you're not filling your schedule, it's going to be okay. I can still say that I am being productive, enjoying my day, and doing meaningful things in my life without having to be overwhelmed and overcommitted. So I feel like that's the biggest, one of the biggest positive takeaways that I can take away from this 2020.
I'm thankful for solutions to fix terrible lighting. I'm thankful that God reminds us sometimes that He's in control. when the political situation started to reach a fever pitch, I remembered the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Eloheinu Yisrael, Eloheinu Achat. Or in English, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Even in all of this pandemic and everything that's crazy that's been going on in the news, God is still in control. And I'm thankful for the reminder because it came at just the right time when I was practically having an anxiety attack. I'm also thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for my church family. When everything calms back down, I look forward to seeing all of you.
Mi parte de usted me toda la mi con el de la casa con dos men y va y aussi j'adore le CP. Mi de la vampire à l'école mais j'aimais de faire les puzzles.
My favorite soccer team qualified for first time ever in Champions League. Yeah! And my favorite player selected for the French team. Yeah!
Things that happened to me this year is that I started my own business. Worst year to start a business. But even though I had time to spend with my family during the first lockdown, so this is the two best things that happened to me this year.
One of the things that we've had to learn how to do through this COVID season is to learn how to function and to breathe with a mask on. But it's also given me the opportunity to become a ventriloquist. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Gomer. What's your name?
Homer. I have a question. What rhymes with orange?
No, it doesn't.
We do have much to be thankful for, and I count each of you as part of what I'm thankful for. That in the midst of all the things that we've dealt with the last couple months, that you've hung in there with us, that you've been able to spend and been willing to spend some of your time today to spend with us virtually. And I do appreciate that. You know, 2 weeks ago, my Facebook account was hacked. I was at the office one day, and I got this message that somebody was trying to get in my account, and I changed the password, and as soon as I changed it, I've been locked out since. And so now I got to wait until they can inform me of my new password and allow me access to it. And it's been kind of a weird space because part of Facebook I don't miss at all. As a matter of fact, it's been kind of a nice reprieve. But there is connection. There is social connection that happens there. Social media, when it's at its best, can really help us in these times. I appreciate you joining us, and hopefully you've been able to be with us through this whole series on the good things. Next week, we shift our attention to Christmas. The Advent season, there's 4 Sundays in Advent. The first one is next week. I'm excited to see what God has in store for us as we go on this journey together, unfamiliar to all of us, but I'm glad that you're here to share it with us. Let's end with a prayer that just God will be with all of us through these coming weeks. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for protecting us. There are so many things to pray for. We pray that you will protect us, that you'll continue to keep us healthy. We know that there are doctors and nurses who are stressed out, who are exhausted. We know there are people in hospitals all across our city, all across our state, all across our country and world who are dealing with this terrible disease on top of all the other things that we face as humans. We pray that the vaccine can be hastened, that people can be protected, that infections begin to go down, that slowly we can resume the life that we used to know. We also pray that we have learned through this experience that we are better people because of it. We are smarter people because of it. And Father, my prayer is that our faith is deeper because of it. Thank you for this opportunity to join together in a way that's still kind of unusual to us all, but a way that we know is better than just being totally on our own. May you be with your church, be with our church, and be with the church across the world, that the name of Jesus will be lifted up in the midst of this pandemic and as we begin to prepare our souls for Advent and Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you have a great week and a great holiday. Thank you for being here.